This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. 30 years ago, the play Zoot Suit by Luis Valdez opened on Broadway. It was based on the true story of the Zoot Suit Riots of 1943, where servicemen on leave in Los Angeles went on a violent rampage for days against young Mexican-Americans. The star of that show was a very young Edward James Olmos.
It was a secret fantasy of every vato, living in or out of the Pachucada, to put on the Zoot Suit and play the myth.
The show was a flop in New York, but it was a huge success in Southern California, where Phyllis Estrella lives with her husband, Ray.
And 30 years ago, my husband and I were driving down the street in L.A., and we saw this billboard, and it was featuring the play Zoot Suit. And I thought, oh, here's my chance to see a real pachuco.
In fact, the play inspired Phyllis and Ray to open a store in Southern California called El Pachuco. It sells only Zoot Suits, brand new, but totally 1940s style.
I think the testament to the strength of the Zoot Suit is the fact that you have a family in Southern California that's been able to make a living for their entire family off of one piece of fashion.
Susan Green is a professor of Chicano studies at Chico State University in California. And in today's Design for the Real World, we look at a suit that redefined cool and even today sometimes sparks controversy.
In Spanish, there's actually a verb to put on your Zoot Suit. It's endomingarse, to put on your Sunday best.
Boy, are you corny. Get hip to the jive. Step in and see Smiling Sam, the Zoot Suit man.
One of the interesting things about the Zoot Suit is what young people who were wearing it wanted to say by wearing it versus what people who saw Zoot Suiters thought they saw young people saying when they wore it, because it was a symbol of hard work, because you saved enough money from your wartime job to be able to purchase a custom cut suit. Whereas the newspapers of the day would depict Zoot Suiters as wartime wasters, as people who are flaunting their excess in a time of conservation.
I've got a Zoot Suit with the replete, with the great she and stuff, come to look sharp enough, see my sunny gal.
Anybody who's looking for kind of the authentic, I think, Chicano Zoot Suit experience finds El Pachuco. That's what they do. It's not just a business for them. It has really become a lifestyle for the whole family. And it's a lifestyle that they absolutely encourage, you know, among anybody who wanders into their store.
So you want this style in a pinstripe?
Yeah, this is Fernando Luis. I've been coming here to El Pachuco Zoot Suits in 14 California since I was about 18 years old.
I had been in business before, in the jewelry business, but when I brought out the Zoot Suit, they couldn't stick their hand in their pocket fast enough to pay me for that Zoot Suit. That's why I said, this is a business for me.
My name is Reynold Quijada, but usually people know me by Ray. I've owned 18, so I've been a little bit addicted to this.
Yes, he's all right.
Oh, the Zoot Suit is just a magnificent piece of fashion. It is composed of a large baggy jacket with broad padded shoulders.
But it's wide at the top, and then they taper down to the waist. And then the coat kind of flares out at the bottom, so it has an hourglass shape. The pants are not like regular pants. They're high-waisted.
So it's not like you're sagging or nothing. It's not like nowadays how people sag. It's not like that.
So it's about 1 to 2 inches higher than where your belly button is.
Once you put it on, you realize that the fact that the crotch of the pants hangs down to about the knee, that's really important if you're going to be doing splits on the floor. It's really important if you're going to be, you know, spreading your legs wide enough for a girl to be sliding underneath.
That's why I'm always looking forward to the weekend. I'm like, Friday night, I get to go out, put on that drape shape, and just cut a rug on the dance floor.
Oftentimes, it is accompanied by a watch chain that's hanging from the pants.
The crucifix that goes around your neck.
They're not regular ties. They call them belly warmers because they only go up about where your belly is.
Two different types of shoes, either crepe-soled shoes, really thin ones called creepers, or very thick-soled shoes, particularly Stacy Adams.
And then, of course, you can't forget the hat.
Depending upon what type, might be referred to as a pork pie hat or a pancake hat. And big hair. Men used to wear what was called the DA, the duck's ass haircut. Big pompadour with a little curl up in the back.
Shine up the wingtips, throw on the suit, jump in the bomba, complete.
I rented a suit to go to my junior prom. Everybody in high school was talking about me. Like, a lot of my friends were like, who's that? They're saying that somebody was wearing a Zoot Suit, looked really sharp and nice. And I was like, hey, that was me.
It's
I will get high school advisors, or I'll get parents of young high school students who will call in and say that their daughter or their son is not allowed to wear a zoot suit to prom. You will hear the same kind of discussions about it's not safe for young people to wear the zoot suit to the prom because they might hide weapons in there. Well, that was an argument back in the 40s, and it's still with us. And again, it brings us back full circle to the original question from the 1940s about why is it so important. And it's that ability to have self-determination, the ability to wear the clothing that I would like to wear.
It's a continual tradition, man. That's what it is.
We've got some pictures of those zoot suits at studio360.org. Studio 360's Eric Malinsky produced our story. And by the way, El Pachuco also offers swing dancing lessons in its parking lot.